Jersey is the world.
Everybody, Chris Gathard here. Welcome to another episode of New Jersey is the World, where we discuss everything Jersey. From politics, to people, to nostalgia, to food, to whatever crosses our mind. And this is one of our favorite things that we get to do. This is Garden State Gagoots, where we gather up all the different personalities that host shows on the network. And I'm happy to tell you, we're bringing you, this is usually something we just give to the people over at patreon.com/newjerseyistheworld. But sometimes we have so many great voicemails that we split it up. If you are a patron, you got this last week. You got not just early access, but almost twice as many voicemails. For everybody listening on the free feed, you'll get the first half, but there's already a ton of discussion going on over at patreon.com/newjerseyistheworld. So if you've been thinking about subscribing and you love this type of episode, just understand that there's a whole lot of it that lives behind the paywall, and we'd be happy to have you over there. But I'll tell you, no matter what, we're always happy to get voicemails at 973-780-4660 to hear from people, hear what's happening out there on those New Jersey streets, hear about your past, the stories you remember, the experiences you've had. It's a beautiful thing. And to have not just myself, Mike D, and Bonaduce, not just Andrea, not just Carson, the silent partner, sitting behind the scenes, but also Don Finelli, also Nick Fiara, also Heba, the breakout superstar of the show. To have everybody come together in one place, it's a beautiful thing. Thanks to everybody who submitted voicemails. Real quick plug for me. I have a new tour coming up. I'm co-headlining a tour with Eddie Pepitone, who is one of my all-time favorite comedians. And one of the spots that we're hitting, I think it's in October, Crossroads in Garwood, rather. I just did a portmanteau of Crossroads and Garwood. Crossroads, Garwood, one of the best venues in Jersey. I'll be there. Want to make sure that my home state, that we bring the heat, show it off to the people I'm traveling with. Not just Eddie Pepitone, but the great Jersey City comedian Keegan Tindall. It's going to be a great show. And you know we got to throw a fastball right down the middle of the strike zone for that one. So Jersey, show up. Anyway, I'll stop with the plugs. I'll let you enjoy the voicemails. It's a real funny show. Everybody get out there in the warm weather. It's starting to finally feel like we can party outside again in New Jersey. All right. Thanks, everybody. Bye. Hi, everybody. My name is Chris Gathard, and it's such a joy to welcome you to New Jersey is the World. It's been a long while since we've done a Garden State Gagoots. This is, of course, where you leave us voicemails at 973-780-4660. We listen to your voicemails. We react. We've got so many. I want to go ahead and just personally apologize. We've fallen behind on Gagoots a little bit. That's totally on me. I think everybody has picked up on the fact that I've had a lot of stuff going on in my professional life and personal life. So my bad, but we will make it up to you. The way I've really been enjoying this is we're going to do the first half for the free feed, but know that we're keeping the truly crazy voicemails for behind the paywall for everybody over there at the Turnpike tier at patreon.com/newjerseyistheworld. In the meantime, we've got perhaps the largest assemblage of New Jersey is the World personalities ever on one screen at one time. Of course, Mike D, who people hear quite often. Mike D, how are you feeling about this epic assemblage of people?
I'm pretty excited. We've never had this many gagoots in one place. I imagine we're going to get through two questions before this whole thing just devolves into a huge debate about
free for all. I mean, the first question is going to cause a fight. We've got the silent partner of New Jersey is the world, Carson question mark, the one and only, the Colonel himself. We've got my co-host from South Jersey is also the world, and a Patreon exclusive. Also the proud owner of a new soundboard. It's Andrea. How are you doing, Andrea? What if you only answered in soundboard jokes today?
No, because I have big news.
Big news?
Yeah. I watched the Sopranos pilot this week. Excuse me, Sopranos pilot
Whoa,
this week.
Whoa, that is big news.
Thank you. I know, right?
How'd you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it more than I could probably do without all of the violence, but otherwise I thought it was great.
It gets less violent as the show goes on.
that makes sense. Yeah. I cried a little bit.
That show's known for the pilot was actually the most fun. Was there a famous site we often talk about in the pilot, if I remember right?
I think there are a few, but the Great Falls are in there. Centani's. I don't know how you people say it. There's a nice Schwoyadel. Maybe that's what you were talking about.
That I was talking about the Great Falls.
Okay,
that bridge is closed. They got to reopen that bridge.
Ah.
Well, congrats on this journey, this epic journey, and I can't wait to hear more. Are you doing this for the Watchers?
Yeah, we're doing a pilot season right now.
You got to just watch The Sopranos. Speaking of the Great Falls, there's a gentleman who has joined from time to time. We're always lucky when he manages to carve out some time for us, especially on a Tuesday night. By the way, my first aid alarm could go off at any moment, and I will have to run. Mike T and Andrea have access to the voicemails. But who I was able to corral for the rare appearance here on Gagoots. He managed to find a cover at Lucky Sevens. It's Nick Fierro, everybody. Speaking of Passaic County.
Oh, yes. Hi.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. I'd much rather be here than at work.
I'm always psyched. I always love when we get to hang out. You and I met, became fast friends, have done so much together the past few years. But one thing I've noticed is if I don't talk to you or see you and more than like a month goes by, I will invariably hear stories about you.
I guess it depends who you're hanging out with, but I don't know. What did I do?
Alex Nicholas had some tall tales to tell. Had some tall tales to tell, indeed. And I'm the funny.
Well, I may or may not have access to his apartment. So
is that a threat to someone who's not here?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, just making sure.
The funny thing about hearing stories about Nick Fierro, because in the New Jersey comedy scene, which even some New Jersey comedians are like, gathered, I don't think there's a scene. And I think there just unquestionably is. Jersey City alone.
Absolutely.
Danny Braff is like, I don't know if there's really a Jersey scene. I'm like, Danny, you helped build it. Stop. But the fun thing is you do hear Nick Fierro stories amongst New Jersey comedians. And one thing that's fun for me is I will oftentimes tell you, here's the story that's floating around about you. And it either is 100% true, or you'll go, nah, that's not how it happened, and tell a story that's unquestionably weirder than the one floating around.
Is this about the bike chain?
The bike, we won't even get into it. Don Finelli, how are you, buddy? The Jersey Dude food guy is here himself.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. I was thinking we need like a drop now for like when we threaten somebody. If Andrew can get on there. It's like some sort of, yeah, there we go.
Does that work?
I don't know. That sounds like a fart, but yeah, that, maybe something.
That's not it either. Oh,
man. They're getting worse and worse.
No. Don, your recent episode, you talked about fannies in Bloomfield. And then, of course, you gave us a glimpse into your ordering process where I was like, man, this is this look into your crazy psychology. I sent you a screen grab on the Patreon. Somebody put a comment that a guy was like, I have worked it as a bartender and server my whole life. Don is describing the perfect customer and I would absolutely give him free things.
Yep.
I had no idea.
It just happens all the time. Because I think about like the servers and like the back, you know, back of house and like cooks and all that stuff. So I'm like, guys, we got like 2 hours max here. Like, let's go. And everyone, do you know, I'm always with fucking people too, that like the check comes out, they pay it, and then they keep talking and drinking. And I'm like, we're out. Nope. Let's go. Nope. Yeah. I signed my name. Everybody up. Everyone stand up. And my wife's family has this like thing where they just keep they love each other so fucking much. They keep talking to each other. And I'm like, it's such a foreign concept to me. Like, no one talks while we're eating in my family. No one says anything. No one looks at each other. And then when the check comes, it's signed and we're out the door. Like, the check came and everyone's putting their coats on. Everyone's getting out of the door. Anyway, yeah, I have a lot to say on that. But I think I'm a good companion to eat with. I think like the first 5 minutes, I might be a little bit of like, you know, beautiful mind. But then after that, it's like we can chill out. I think I'm a good guest and a good dude. But yes, I'm always thinking about like the waiters. Like, come on, man. Like, they got fucking shit to do. We're not princes and princesses here. We're trying to eat their fucking food. You know? Okay. Anyway. So yeah, I'm doing okay.
Good.
I'm doing okay.
Now, Don, you'll be happy to hear the weather's getting beautiful here in Jersey. And that means I know somebody who's probably been riding a Vespa up and down the Jersey Shore. Bonaduce, how's those ocean breezes feeling these past couple days?
Pretty good. It's been pretty nice. It's a little chilly, but I was just out looking at the pink moon rising over the ocean. So it was pretty nice.
Goddamn poetry.
Deep.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least,
that's why I live here.
The breakout star of New Jersey is the World 2024, a bomb that was dropped out of nowhere. The Cousin Oliver of New Jersey is the world. It's Heba, everybody. I don't know her last name. Don't know her last name. Oh. Don't have her contact information. don't totally know who she is, and I'm not fully comfortable with her participation. But that being said, it's Heba. How you doing, Heba?
Chris, you're always so welcoming, Chris.
I can just tell you my truth.
Hello. Thanks for letting me join again.
Absolutely.
Didn't blacklist myself the first time, so that's an achievement.
Yeah, no, we'll all get you.
I'll take that.
No, I actually am delighted you're here and overjoyed. And all. I will continue to do the joke of how I don't know you, but I am overjoyed you're here, and what an injection of energy into the show.
We'll be best friends soon. Don't worry.
Can't wait.
Where's
Can't
the threat? Wait. The threat noise that we decided on? We'll be best friends. Don't all worry right. about it.
Andrea?
What?
I need the threat noise.
A threat noise.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what we decided on one.
How about...
We're set it up going. Again, Heba. Say it again.
We'll be best friends. Don't worry.
No, that's not it either, huh? That's all I got.
That's funnier, though.
Okay, let's just get to the voicemails.
We'll workshop it. It's fine.
It's been many months.
I think that should be.
It's been many months since we've done voicemails. We've got a lot of voicemails stretching back many episodes, different things people want to address. I'm going to start with one purely for Don Finelli. You'll not be shocked to hear we got many voicemails in recent months from people from Bergen County.
That's right.
Hey, Chris, it's Rob, originally from Emerson, New Jersey, right down the road from Don Finelli there when he was in River Edge. Hey, I'm listening to the towns in New Jersey thing, and you're absolutely freaking killing me, man. Bergen County. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you get Don Finelli on the line. He's been to just about every one of those towns you're missing in Bergen County. I know I have, and I was right down the road. Anyway, spend some time in Bergen County, will you? Jesus Christ. And that one Franklin Lakes in New Jersey there, I'm sure you've been
Gravity
there.
Hill.
That's the one that's got that exit off the 208. Mm-hmm. That when you stop at the bottom of the exit, it goes apparently pushes you back up the hill. Anyway, spend some time in Bergen County, will you? We'll catch you. See ya. Bye.
I wanted to start mostly with that one because I thought that guy had the most lovely, slightly unidentifiable Jersey accent, like a mix of Jersey and mm-hmm. British and something else. Not only have I not been to Franklin Lakes, Don, how would you respond if I told you, to my knowledge, I've never even driven on Route 208?
Really?
Oh, come on, man.
I don't
think
I have.
Are you serious?
I didn't know
it. You haven't passed the Nabisco factory?
There's an
You never went through the big Nabisco factory?
I didn't know they had an Nabisco factory.
What?
I know nothing about Bergen County, Don.
People know about the Nabisco factory, at least, right?
I know about the Nabisco factory. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Smell it.
Jody is so mad right now. She's brought it up on this show more than once. She's so mad.
Yeah, I
have
brought it up, but I was like, yeah, sure. I used to be on a fucking basketball camp in Glen Rock, and we used to smell the Nabisco factory.
At this point, I'm mostly just trying to make you mad. Just trying to make you mad at this point. Let's have another Bergen County one. This one's a little more positive. Again, continued apologies to our Bergen County listeners. I know I drove you nuts. Here's actually a very sweet one from Bergen County. Again, from your area, Don. And I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not going to lie. This is one that I really am not sure what he's talking about, but I bet you do. And my guess is that people mm-hmm. have been wondering about this if you're in Bergen County. And I was very mm-hmm. glad that Tim sent this one in.
Hey guys, my name's Tim. I'm from River Edge, and I figured I'd give you a little, shed some light on a topic of curiosity that you might have noticed in, Route 17 in Woodridge. If you ever noticed a little farm on the side of the highway there, I just want to give a shout out to,
Don, do you know about this little farm off? As soon as I heard it, I said, I've been up and down 17. Yeah. There's a weird little farm there that you know what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Listen to this.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, it's right by, okay.
The guy who runs it, and that man is my grandfather. He just turned 90 just back in August, and he's been running that little farm on the side of the highway for as long as I know. So if you ever see him there, and they got a, full patch of tomatoes if you want some. Go up if you say you know me. He'd be glad to let you pick bell peppers, tomatoes, whatever you got. So,
yeah.
Just figured I'd let you guys know if you're ever curious about the two old tractors and fields of tomatoes on the side of Route 17 down in Woodridge.
So, Don, you do know about this farm that he's talking about?
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, if you're driving down Route 17, you have to see it. You can see it from the fucking highway. You know what I mean? I don't think I've been there, but I have to assume that you will be immune to exhaust if you eat these tomatoes. Like, you will, something will happen because I don't know how these vegetables are surviving on the side of Route 17, but there's some fucking magic going on right there, and highly recommend folks check it out for sure. That's awesome. That's his grandfather.
Is it the same magic of keeping a 90-year-old man in good enough shape to run a farm?
Right. Absolutely. Like, that's why his lungs are probably steel.
That's what he's eating.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Lycopene.
That's amazing. I can't even
throw the lycopene out the window. It's fucking exhaust that's in those tomatoes.
How long until you think some Goombots listener of our show goes to that farm, says he knows the caller, and just picks the place clean like locust every tomato?
No. I know your grandson. It's all right. He said it's all right.
I'll tell you, that probably could happen, but the power of the exhaust would have them back in 2 months, fully grown, everything. I dare listeners to do it.
The worst than the exhaust is the mercury contamination in the ground over there. It used to be a dumping area. It was one of my second remediation jobs I ever did, right in Woodridge there, right off 17.
All right. We don't need to go into all that, you know.
There you go. If you're worried about exhaust, don't worry about the exhaust. Worry about the mercury.
I think those two cancel each other out, right?
Totally.
That's true.
And you're like,
yeah.
Heba, I'm so glad that you're part of the show now. I just want you to know, you should brace yourself. That's every once in a while you will get feedback like this.
Jersey, commenting on, I know it's a long time ago, but the Chris Christie episode about the song list, and I think that everybody's allowed their opinion upon music, and I think that, and I know that you weren't there for that episode, Chris, but think of the other four people listen to it, they would listen and see how ridiculously stupid they sounded, and everybody has their opinion upon music, and to say that you hate a song is okay, but then if someone was to tell you the music you liked was horrible, and then you got offended, then you're just hypocritical. And I think that listen, a lot of people are not Chris Christie fans, and I'm not his number one fan either. But I think that if you took people that are on the right and they could rip apart a Murphy list just the same way, and I think that the four of them would feel like, my God, someone just ripped all my clothes off. But hey, you know what? Everyone's got their opinion, and that's what this world is about. But as we all know, everyone has their opinions, and like armpits, and most of them stink pretty bad. Thank you very much.
It's not the expression, Tim.
I like that he cleaned it up. That's nice.
That's yeah.
Family-friendly show.
Really a lot. There's some things I don't agree with, and some get a little bit mundane, but overall, I think it is interesting and quality show, and I will continue to listen. Thank you.
It's a little bit mundane.
Fair.
I do love this guy. Heba, are you ready for people to call up occasionally and tell you that you were, quote, ridiculously stupid? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this smoke?
I've been ready my whole life. I'm so excited.
Does anyone who was present for that episode want to address? I don't think
I'm going to give the same answer I give to everyone when they say shit like that. Start your own fucking podcast and make it better than ours. There you go. That's my answer.
We need a drop.
But
on
he
that
said
one.
He's going to keep on listening. He said he's going to keep on listening.
He was so defiant. I will keep on listening.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do to stop me.
I don't think we were making fun of Chris Christie for being like, it wasn't that it was Chris Christie, it's that his music taste sucked. And I would have said that about anybody whose playlist was what his was.
That's right. Our actual thesis was they weren't even songs that Chris Christie listened to. They were put together mm-hmm. by someone who works in his communications department to be the most bland, least offensive
exactly.
songs ever. Like, he didn't even have a good Bruce song.
No.
Yeah, and I think if I remember right, I think I was on that episode. Was I not?
I thought you were too.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I don't think. No, I think Jody tagged in on that one, actually. Wasn't that the one that was like...
Oh, that might be right.
Yeah.
But, and here's the main thing, Tim. First of all, like Mike D said,
fuck you.
Go find another podcast you like better. If you don't, but I do appreciate the kind words. But when Mike's like, make your own and make it better, like, because there are better podcasts. Like, there's even better New Jersey podcasts. More like,
not now that I'm here.
Like, there are. There's a few.
That's right.
That's right.
No, now that happens, that's why we're bringing in. That's why we're bringing in Heba, the Mariano Rivera closing, the closer. but one thing I can say is this. Us making fun of Chris Christie's playlist, I do think I speak for everybody. I lean very progressive. I talk about politics on the show more than anybody else. We're not out here doing episodes that are getting on a soapbox about politics. And if you think that we're tearing up Chris Christie's playlist as like an anti-Republican thing, like you are making a few logic leaps at that point, I would say, in our defense. That being said, thank you for the feedback. And I think the most shocking thing of all is that someone from Hunterdon County got that angry about anything. Because I looked up where Hampton is. It's out near Glen Gardner. And I thought all those people were living very peaceful, chill lives. That's not Hunterdon County behavior right
there. I love that call. I want more from Tim. Is everyone tonight named Tim? Is this like...
A lot of Tims and Toms. Bunch of Tims.
Timmy and Tommies.
Bunch of Tims.
He's probably a transplant from Bergen County.
This one...
No.
There's two that we got from a caller from Indiana. Mm-hmm. We did the episode. I always forget. We do have a handful of listeners from other states. We gave all the other states letter grades, and we did get some response back. We got two that I'm going to play from the same person. She left them in quick succession because she was so angry with us.
Hey, Chris and the guys. This is Kelly. I am calling from Northwest Indiana, specifically calling to say, how dare you give Indiana such a bad report card score? You said you loved Bloomington. You subbed in, loved Indianapolis. But then you're going to rate the entire state a C-, D-plus? You rated Ohio better than us? I'm from Northwest Indiana, which is also called the region, because we are suburbs of Chicago. I always thought Northwest Indiana was basically the New Jersey of Chicago. I listened to your stories, and you're basically describing my childhood. And you're going to give us that bad of a score. How dare you?
The first one had multiple hair. How dare you? Then full disclosure, there was a second voicemail where the anger heightened, but I said I can't do three, so we're going to skip to the third one. She left three voicemails that were all angry within 20 minutes of each other, so I'm not going to play all three.
Did she? Was this like a redo, or is she just still going?
Listen for yourself.
All right. Hey again, this is Kelly calling from Northwest Indiana. I was so infuriated by our low rating that I had to go through and make a list of all the wonderful things that Indiana has. So we do have a great children's museum that has a world of sports outside. Super cool. Again, we have the Indiana Dunes. We have Brown County State Park, which does have the coolest name for any hiking trail. It's called Sparse O'Fat Trail, where there have been many Bigfoot sightings.
Ooh.
We have steel mills pollution. We have Carmel, Indiana, or is it Carmel, that has more roundabouts per square mile than I believe anywhere in the world.
That's very Jersey.
We have not one, but two states that border us that weed is legal. Not here, of course. We have a mountain, basically a hill. We have the only part of North...
You could have stopped.
Sorry, the only part of Indiana that is on a different time zone is Northwest Indiana. So we have that cool time zone problem. You're right. We actually do deserve an E+.
This don't sound good.
She did come around and say, actually, just crazy. That was a very funny call. Very funny call. I did think the argument that Indiana is the New Jersey of Chicago was deserving of some discussion. Nick Fiera, have you passed through Indiana many times in your travels?
I've driven to Elkhart, Indiana, the town with a heart. I went laser bowling and then drove home, and I almost got bit by a snake somewhere near Lake Erie. Other than that, no. I don't think I've eaten. The only place I've ever eaten in Indiana was at Outback Steakhouse. I got a bowl of broccoli cheddar soup, and that was it. And there wasn't a broccoli in it, so I ordered a side of broccoli.
Wait.
But not a lot of time spent in Indiana.
You drove to Indiana just to do laser bowling?
I drove until I didn't want to be there anymore, and then I drove home. It was like 4 days. I just wanted to just go somewhere. It was Route 80.
That
just
makes sense.
Easy in, easy out.
Oh, you have told me that you have a fascination. There's like a loop. That's not your usual loop, but you'll sometimes just jump on 80 and go and see where you end up, right?
It's so good. It's got everything. But yeah, Indiana, the stretch of Indiana I was on, it was just like anywhere else. I mean, listening to that voicemail, it deserves a lower grade. But no, it's pretty... You know what I mean?
All the roundabouts.
I don't know.
The roundabouts, very Jersey. Being close to Chicago, kind of in its shadow, very Jersey. I do like some of the things that were brought up.
How far from Chicago?
I mean, you do pass through Gary, Indiana when driving into Chicago, and it's visibly scary. The rumors are true. Nikki Bonaduce, any reactions to this Indiana rage that we have summoned?
I know. I kind of feel bad. Nick said he was going to give a lower grade. I said I'd maybe give her a solid C instead of a C-.
Okay.
But no, I don't have it.
Who are we?
Who are we? Exactly.
The grade stays the same. No, we're canceling each other out.
I think we were also, I felt like we were in like the speed round at that point during that. We were just like, you were just trying to get through every state. So it was like whatever was on the tip of your tongue at that point, you're getting.
Funny thing is regions, right? You know what I mean? Like she's from North, but she's from Northwest, right? So every state then like hates other probably parts of their state. Very similar to New Jersey, where we're just like, it doesn't exist. And the South, you know, this. There's probably other states that are probably like, no, you don't understand. You're giving us this shit grade, but this area is like really nice. Although, yeah, it started trailing off at the end there. Some people see Bigfoot. There's a crosswalk. It's like, all right, well, Chicago sounds good. A lot better than this place.
I remember Indianapolis not having trash cans just in their city. I think that's like a thing. They don't have... Like I was there for a conference, and me and my friend who were presenting together had like all of our like seltzer cans and stuff in our backpacks. We were like saving up all of our trash because there was nowhere to leave it.
Wait, was there a lot of litter, or was everyone just saving their own?
Oh, I don't. Trash? That's a good question, and I don't remember.
But not having trash cans
in Japan, there's no trash cans.
The path stations.
I was gonna say like Tokyo, like there's like the cleanest.
It's the path stations.
I mean, Japan, you just like.
Let's see.
The path stations?
In Jersey City, the path stations don't have trash cans, but they're not that dirty.
Zero. It's
an anti-terrorism thing, is my understanding.
Oh.
Is that really? Why?
I was talking about it on the show once, and someone reached out and told me that they removed all the trash cans after 9/11 because they could be made, you know.
Well, that makes sense.
That is correct. They removed public trash cans in great numbers everywhere, all through New York City. I mean, London has almost no public trash cans, and they haven't for a really long time.
Is that also why the mailboxes don't have doors anymore? They just have little slits?
I bet that is.
I believe that is related.
I bet that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Interesting.
This is why we can't have anything.
Thanks, terrorism.
We can't have nice things, terrorists.
No, we can't have nice trash cans, terrorists.
Put our mail into a little slot because of you, terrorists.
I'm mailing big shit. I can't be, mooshing everything through a little slice. Come on.
Yeah. I'm mailing cassettes, VHS players.
You can't fit a VHS in the mailbox anymore. That's how you're supposed to mail tapes to play.
Sucks.
I think what this is telling you, need to go back through all 50 states and just do pass fail.
Oh, there you go.
That would be incredible. That's the pressure's on.
Just real quick, lightning round, pass fail.
The whole criteria is we drive around the country with a VHS tape and see if it fits in the mailbox, and that's it. Pass fail.
Pass. Go in.
That's it, man.
So I guess it is the New Jersey of Indiana, of Chicago, if there's no trash cans there or here. Yeah.
In some ways, yeah. In some ways. It does sound very Jersey. I mean, the time zone thing is infuriating thing though. That's how I've talked about it on the show before. The time zone thing, I was once driving cross country and I got fucked over by that time zone thing, and it led to me needing to find a last minute hotel room and having to rent a room from a pimp who checked the room to make sure there was no one in there partaking in the services he had on sale. And I stayed in a weird hotel room that had a heart shaped hot tub in it. It was the only room in Indiana.
In the room?
In the room.
All because of a time zone?
Yeah, dude, because I was like, okay, I'll drive till like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., whatever I had in my head. But then I didn't realize by then it was actually 2 a.m., 3 a.m., like it was an hour later. So everybody had already pulled off the hotel and gotten the rooms. And this was in a pre-smartphone era. So I just went from hotel to hotel and they were like, nope, we all booked up like 90 minutes ago. We sold our last room for the night. Nope. I think there was also maybe like a Notre Dame game going on. So it was just every fucking hotel, all the rooms were taken. And then I've met this one guy who's like, yeah, baby, I got one room left for you. And I was like, all right, man. And I went and got my bag out of the car. Mm-hmm. When I went in the room, he was in the room. And I was like, what are you doing in the room, man? He's like, just checking, make sure nobody's in here. And then he left and there was a heart-shaped tub in the room. And I was like, oh, I'm fairly certain that guy was running a side business out of this room until I showed up.
It's a different kind of game.
Yeah.
I have to make a correction before Indianapolis calls and is all pissed off at me.
Yes.
It wasn't trash. There's no recycling. So there, I don't remember litter because people were just throwing their cans and stuff into trash cans. And apparently at your homes too, there's no recycling. Yeah. I think you're not allowed to recycle in Indiana. I think you can pay for a service to do it, but they don't have like a public recycling program.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, right. I'm sure nobody's doing that. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah. Not like recycling works either though, to be fair. This is kind of like a giant scam and doesn't really like
a lot of recycling is PR. Like
a lot of it goes in the ocean.
Feel good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say, let's keep this one short. Let's keep the free feed one short so that we can keep it real hefty for the paid members because they pay for this. I do want to end the free feed with one absolutely epic phone call. Longtime listeners know that there's been a handful of people who have called from the beginning, including our friend Kelly, who very often calls and tells us about what's going on in different parks throughout New Jersey. She works in the park system and will tell us about which parks have recently renovated or have events happening, and they are lovely calls. This is not one of those from our friend Kelly. It's a very different type of phone call that I think we'll all have opinions on.
Hi, it's Kelly from Hopewell. I just listened to the St. Patrick's Day Mayhem episode. This is one of those atypical voicemails for me that isn't about a specific park, although I am working on parks in Hoboken. They have a cool network of resiliency parks that you should check out with very innovative stormwater management designs. Anyway, I'm someone who has survived a horrific Fleet Week in New York City, also a truly heinous St. Patrick's Day spent in Boston where my friends and I almost all died in a Holiday Inn when the domestic violence perpetrator next door tried to break into our room. And those experiences really can't hold a candle to the awful times spent in Hoboken for both St. Patty's Day and New Year's Eve. One of my best friends just happened to live there for years, so unfortunately, we were there around 2010 for St. Patty's Day when the parade was still happening. I have blocked out most of it in my mind, but I do remember the levels of public drunkenness and vomit on the ground being just staggering amounts. And watching a guy get a bloody hand trying to break into a door that I'm hoping was for his own apartment. And also, whenever I think of Hoboken, I think of this one random memory from a New Year's Eve we spent there. We were going out for food the next morning, and this guy stuck his head out the window of his apartment. And he looked like he was in full-on Ebenezer Scrooge wear, like with the nightgown. And he yelled, "What day is it?" And we yelled, "New Year's." And he said, "Then I haven't missed it." And we were like, yeah, and then we got pancakes. I do not miss those days. Bye.
I loved that voicemail so much. A lot of why I love it, as soon as I heard her description that an old-timey Ebenezer Scrooge man leaned out a window and went, "What day is it?" I said, that is the type of thing Mike D has found funny since I met him in 1993.
All I want to do is talk about this now. My first question would be, Like, do you think he did that on purpose, or he always dressed that way? Do you think he knew that he was imitating the Christmas Carol? I that would make, if that happened to me, I would be the happiest person on the entire planet. Like, I couldn't think of a greater thing to happen to
somebody. If you saw an old-timey guy in Hoboken going, what day is it? I didn't miss it.
Maybe three spirits had just visited the night before. Who knows?
Nick, what's the word on the streets in Hudson County about Hoboken's reputation these days? What are the broad strokes? What are people saying about Hoboken?
It's like if it's viewed the way if like the Purge was a full calendar year instead of only like a couple days. Like, you just batten down the hatches, you keep your head up, and it's not for you're not in danger. You're just like, your eyes can only roll so much before they pop out of your head, kind of thing. With most of it, and it's not even like, oh, you know the kind of person that has a birthday month. Hoboken is that kind of person, yeah. For St. Patrick's Day, where they have a St. Patrick's Day month, where there's not a safe day to get on the PATH train, and if you go on the PATH train on the weekends, you have to stop in Hoboken, and you're greeted by just like seven or eight of the like if five men melded with five warthogs. And did a bunch of meth off of each other's backs and then got into the train. And then they just snort and sway. And it could be noon. It doesn't matter. It's fun.
Sounds great.
Because they can't hit you, I guess. I don't know. They can't. I don't know.
It's interesting you say that.
I feel bad shitting on a whole town that's beautiful.
It has a lot going for it. But the party side of Hoboken is very unique and strange in anywhere else in the state. The combination of people who have no investment in Jersey because they view themselves as city people. None. The weird post-college crowd that tends to hang out there for a few years but doesn't lay down any roots and therefore kind of doesn't take care of it. Don is pointing at himself with two thumbs there. Let alone the fact that there's also a lot of Jersey people who are never going to go all the way to the city, but are like, let's go get completely trashed in Hoboken. That's a longstanding tradition. So Hoboken actually does have a lot of great stuff going for it. But Nick, it is funny what you just said, because going back to when I was in high school, when you're on that merged PATH train that stops in Hoboken before, I remember even as a kid figuring out that you could play a game of guess who's getting off in Hoboken. And be right a lot of the time. It was pretty easy once you figured out a few different tells.
Yeah, and the scary one was like they have their parade. You have to stagger the parades, Jersey City, Bayonne, New York, Hoboken, because God forbid that all happens at once. It's like the Keymaster and Gatekeeper from Ghostbusters. Like, you have to keep them all separate. But I remember one time me and my wife were on our way into the city for something like a Sunday afternoon, and the PATH train opened in Hoboken, and I remember we just saw a empty green Bud Light 24-ounce roll past the door, and we just realized in unison, we're like, it's today. And then we just heard in the distance just the fist bump, like just that shit.
Right.
Just, I remember the one can just reeled like a tumbleweed.
It's the most Staten Island part of New Jersey, I feel like, at that moment in time.
That's a great way to put it. That is a great way to put it.
You know what I mean?
It's should start calling it that. It'll piss off Staten Island and Hoboken at the same time. Perfect.
I'm not really even sure. Like, where else in the state has that mix of city people who don't really give a shit, the 23, 24-year-olds that will eventually move to Manhattan, they don't really give a shit.
AC.
Atlantic City has its own version? People go to Atlantic City to kind of abuse it. Yeah.
Atlantic City has a similar kind of...
Seaside Heights, St. Patrick's Day Parade. That's a good example.
Seaside Heights.
Morristown.
Mm-hmm. Morristown has it.
It's like if you took all those people and you put them down there.
Morristown is getting better, though. Morristown is inching towards more and more legitimacy. The longer I live near it, the more I'm like, okay, it's gaining a bit more momentum on its own. It's taken a while to bounce back post-COVID.
It's getting over that, like...
I feel like Seaside, though, and Hoboken, you know, are the most walkable, though. Yeah. Like, you can parade yourself through those.
Yeah.
And there's so many fucking bars. I mean, I was just knee-deep in it for years, just blacked out, insane, douchebag, fucking nut job during... Because I had, you know, a lot of fraternity brothers there, and it was just, you know, you'd get there the night before, and you'd wake up at 6, and it just wouldn't stop. And then you just, like... just run into random people that you went to fucking high school with in like a bathroom of a fucking, you know, and it was just such an insane time. Do they still do the parade there?
No. Yes.
Or no?
No, yes. They canceled it.
Really?
In Seaside?
No, in Hoboken. Oh, in Hoboken.
Oh, in Hoboken? No.
The Hoboken parade has been canceled.
They canceled SantaCon.
Yeah, I feel like I was there at like the height of...
Oh, they did. St. Patrick's Day parade, they don't do in Hoboken anymore, I don't believe. We can look it up. And I think
2010, I think, was the last year. 2012, okay. They did it.
Wow. And I think you're right. I think they also canceled SantaCon, which is holy shit. Because someone was gonna
fuck. People were like pouring drinks out of like third floor windows, and you know, I would just be like, you know what I mean? Like people would just be pouring shit out the fucking windows, and anybody passing by would either get on your head or you'd try to drink it, or fucking disaster.
Just walk around Hoboken with your mouth open.
Yeah, seriously. It was, you're just in random apartments a lot of the time too. Like that's like when you're going through it, you're just like with a herd of people and you're just going to someone's fucking house and people are taking shits and like people are doing upper deckers in their bathrooms. It's just like it's a night. People are in their own bathroom. It was just me in some couple's house destroying their bathroom. No, you just herd it around with groups of people winding up places, and then you just kind of leave that place and go to another place, and you'll be on a roof deck, you'll be in the back of a bar, like you're just kind of floating through this. I thank God they canceled that thing, because I feel like that city would implode.
And I got
Zool would come out. Yeah, speaking of Keymaster and Gatekeeper. Also, full Zool on that.
Also want to be clear too, like there's people who have roots in Hoboken who really care about it, and it's one of those weird cities where I'm like, no, it's also a valid place with history, recording studios where classic albums have been recorded. Maxwell's baseball invented there, like a lot of stuff. But it's
Sinatra.
It is a very strange simultaneous,
some of the best mozzarella in fucking New Jersey. Oh,
Fiore's,
dude, for real
Fiore's, baby.
But simultaneous to that, yeah, the whole, like you said, Don, like, no, a frat got an Airbnb and they're here to fuck shit up for 2 days. It has that side to it too, and that's a shame.
Or not even an Airbnb, like there would just be like post college, that's where you live, you know, and it's like no one had furniture because they're still living like they're in a fucking fraternity. So it's like perfect place for complete debauchery.
Yeah.
And full buildings would get involved. Like, oh yeah, we know Tom downstairs. He's fucking nuts too. So we'll drill a hole in the floor and like put a pole and we'll all slide up and down. And you're like, wait, what is this? Are we okay? Everything okay? Yeah, we stole the bar from the bar and we put it in our house. And you're like, what? What is happening? Yeah, there's a lot of dumb shit.
Yeah, you're a little jealous of the resilience because it is impressive the lengths people will go through to have a good time.
Sure. Oh man, it's a one-up contest the whole time. Like someone, you'll just be like, oh, there's a petting. Some people are carrying a petting zoo on their back. I guess we need to put a full fucking zoo in our basement. And you're like, wait, what is going on? What day is it?
On that happy note, we're going to say goodbye to everybody on the free feed. For everybody on the Turnpike tier of Patreon, you're going to get a whole bunch more voicemails, and I've saved by far some of the best ones for you. Thanks to everybody on the free feed. Sign up right now at patreon.com/NewJerseyIsTheWorld. It's what allows us to keep it going. Also, Heba has given us a contract with some real demands, so we need people to sign up at the Patreon because it's like
college. I'm bleeding with things dry.
Absolutely. It's like college basketball out here. The name image likeness money is just out of control. Heba, I cannot believe.
Yeah, especially the likeness money for people that don't know what I look like. Yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing if we stopped selling all of our merch last year and then the only t-shirt we ever sell again is a Heba-themed t-shirt. That might be the move. Although we're not going to.
That's amazing.
Week two, I'm not going to commit you to having apparel with your face on it just yet. That being said, thanks so much to everybody on the free feed and patrons. You're going to get so much more.
Hey everybody, how's it going? This is the voice of super producer and editor Carson Kopp here at the home office of New Jersey Is the World to wrap up the old episode for you. And what a goots it were. It was a really fun one. It was great having Jody pull up for the first time. It was also great having Heba pull up for the second time, I believe, at this point. Depending on the order that you're listening to these episodes, it was either her second or third. And from there, I will forget, because hopefully, as she is welcome, she becomes a regular. That'd be fun. Fiero was here. Jeez Louise. How could I forget? So many goots, so little time. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Saturday, May 4th, at the Ghost Talk Brewing Company, we are having another listener meetup with some live sounds from Kearney, K-Town's own TV sound, the indomitable, the incomparable, the incorrigible, mod rocking sounds of TV Sound, the one and only. If you don't know, come down and find out. Hang out with your fellow listeners, contribute some funding to a local business, and have some good rocking times on a Saturday night. I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. As always, I am picking only, in the words of MF Doom, the finest. The finest of the finer things. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. May 4th, Saturday night, at Ghost Talk Brewing Company, 321 River Road in Clifton. Doors are at 6, bands are at 7. There is no RSVP. There is no admission fee. There's no call list. There's no gatekeeper. Come on down and have a good time. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you're headed out to have a great day, or that you've had a great day, depending and regardless of what time you're listening to this in. Oh, someone take the mic. Someone take the mic. Take the mic away from this crazy man. He's rambling in his old age. Doddering old fool. Anyway, have a great one. Bye.